I guess the lesson for me comes from the final paragraphs of 1 Kings. And that is this. Be willing to say the unpopular thing if it is the truth. Here you have the King of Israel and Jehoshaphat, King of Judah, together. 400 prophets are before them, prophesying, even making some symbols, and prophesying in the Lord's name. And they are prophesying incorrectly. Micaiah comes and just simply says what God has spoken to him, which runs contrary to everything else the leaders are hearing. He seems to always find himself saying the things that are unpopular. As the King of Israel comments about this, and even has him imprisoned for this prophecy. And he's kind of stoic. He's just simply saying, look, if you do return safely, then God did not speak through me. But he's confident in the fact that God did speak through him. And they go into battle, and havoc is wreaked upon them, as was foretold by Micaiah. Sheep without a shepherd. Micaiah had to walk with God. Not only walk with God, he had to walk in among 400 of his peers and refute what they were saying. So he had to be clear on what God was saying to him. Very crystal clear. But at the point that he was crystal clear, he was willing to say whatever he heard God say. We've got to find ourselves in that place. The politics of life, the politics of church life, they don't work. The Bible tells us in other places, look, just simply let your yes be yes and your no be no and be done with it. Just don't beat around the bush. Don't play the politics. That doesn't mean don't have grace in what you say. That means tell the truth, what you have heard from God. And for the kingdom to flourish, we must speak the truth to each other. But there is no other foundation with which to build the kingdom other than the truth.